Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. AJ's going to get his blood pressure checked.
Why?
Did you say I'm violent?
February is heart month.
Oh, look at that. Well, yeah. I figure, you know, Valentine's Day hearts.
Is that how it came about?
I'm going to guess yes, although I was not involved in that decision.
No. No. That was a long ago.
We have Dr. Jacoby and Dr. Dar. And one is chief of cardiac surgery. The other one's a director of this big department that's lots of words and lots of letters.
Yeah, all that doctor stuff, yeah.
I'll leave it up to you guys if you want to talk about it, but they're both with Yale.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which,
yes.
You know, my Jennifer works at.
I can spell that too. We're very proud of that. Yes.
And I could tell you we're very, very lucky to have Yale here. People come in from all over the world to get the health care that they provide. So
seriously.
We're lucky to have you guys.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so you asked Wiggy if we could take his blood pressure, and he said no?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's flammable.
We know it's high.
Yeah. You drop a blood sample, you'll level the whole neighborhood.
All right, so what do we know about Wiggy's diet? All right, lots of popcorn, lots of salt, lots of butter.
Lots of popcorn.
A bucket.
Yeah, a bucket.
A giant bucket.
Like a
more,
tub.
More than one bucket, though. That bucket right there you see behind you, that large bucket with the Star Wars stuff on it, that's his bucket.
Right. It's huge.
Right to the top, actually brimming over.
It's like a trough.
That's right.
Right.
What do you say about that? A lot of popcorn, a lot of butter, a lot of salt.
Not so good for you.
Right. It keeps cardiologists in business.
you go to the movie theater and you get the popcorn and then you say, do you want butter on it? But what you don't realize is there's already a lot on it. There's already a lot of butter and salt. So then you put the added butter and salt on it.
Right.
So you're basically just eating a stick of butter and salt.
He likes that.
Is that bad?
No.
If you do it once in a while, is it bad?
I everything is moderation.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But once in a while, of course, you go see a movie, you get a popcorn, that's fine. But you got to look at where you're starting with. If you have high blood pressure or if you have a cardiac disease, coronary artery disease, if Dr. Dar has operated on you and fixed your arteries, and then you're going to the movie theater and having a big popcorn.
Mm. Not a good idea.
You should have Dr. Dar on speed dial, put it that way.
Yeah.
Doc!
I'm sure you guys have a lot of stories where if you didn't get this or catch this problem right then.
Right.
Chances are this person would have probably just hit the ground somewhere and poof, done.
Like cutting that red wire before the bomb goes off.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a story out there that, you know, in Africa there was no high blood pressure till the Western population got there and introduced salt to their diet.
Oh,
interesting.
Really?
Huh.
So it is clearly what some things unfortunately you can't beat because you're genetically predisposed to them.
Right.
But there's a lot that we can change with our diet, exercise, which is why doctors harp so much on how much salt you take, not to smoke, how much fat you eat. These things dramatically alter your heart's profile in terms of what kind of diseases it'll get down the road.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
I remember when I went for a hernia operation. They do the pre-op stuff on you.
Yeah.
And the doctor goes to me, I talked to him. I said, Nico, I had a bag of pretzels earlier. He goes, you look like a stupid person. And it was a little bit. I mean, I had the big bag.
Yeah. But here's a question. So what was your blood pressure when you did? Did they say it was high?
Put it this way. The doctor went, whoa.
Yeah, okay, we were talking about this downstairs in the lobby. So you go to your doctor, get your blood pressure checked, right? You walk. You're late. You got to do the copay. You're thinking in your head, what terrible thing is the doctor going to tell
them?
You rush in, you sit down. Did you fall down? Are you safe at home? X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you gained 15 pounds. Now let's check your blood pressure.
Right.
What do you think it's going to be?
Yeah. It's going to be high.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So you have this other problem of really knowing what the blood pressure is. And that's why a lot of times we end up recommending people get a cuff and they check their blood. If you get a high blood pressure, get a cuff and check it at home because you ought to be sitting still 10 minutes. Relaxing.
Right.
Who sits around for 10 minutes and does nothing? But right. If you check your blood pressure, that's what you should do.
Just during the show, that's about it.
And then you check your blood pressure 3 times, average the numbers. Then you got an idea of what your actual blood pressure is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And who should get their blood pressure checked? At what age should you start on a regular basis?
I'm not sure I know the answer to that.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm at a loss over here, so I have no
idea. I asked a good question.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends if there's history in the family, right?
Yeah, it's going to depend on that for sure. I'm going to throw this one out. Never do you go to the doctor and not get your blood pressure checked. It's part of what we call the vital signs. And it's a joke that you tell to an intern when they're first getting started after medical school. Why do you call them vital signs? Because they're vital.
Right.
Yeah.
They're critical.
It's in the name right there. Yeah.
You need
right.
to know.
That's blood pressure. Nice. To
they all write it down.
Right.
And then, yeah, vital. And they're writing it down.
Yeah. Right. It's vital. Right.
Yeah, it is.
Vital.
Because it is a vital sign. Right. That's why
highlight
it's
it.
Vital.
Is that what a T or a D?
All right, you want to take a break and then we'll come back and take AJ's blood pressure?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see how that goes. Yeah. All right, you got to sit down now. Go ahead, sit down. You got to relax. I have some super high level heart doctors here.
Right.
Like one's a director and one's a chief of surgery. That's a pretty cool title.
And then there's us.
Yeah. It's Dr. Dar and Dr. Jacoby from Yale. Have you ever got, like early in your careers, have you ever like taken apart a heart and then thought, man, I hope I could put this back together?
That's for Dr. Dar.
Yeah, remember that game where which used to buzz if you pull out somebody's
operation.
Heart?
Operation. Exactly.
Love the scariest game right. ever. Yeah.
That's how I practiced all my surgery.
Good.
Yeah. And
you
got to
have
table.
A steady hand.
Right, right.
How do I book an appointment?
I think the funny bone was the hardest one to get.
Yeah, but even now when he like operates on somebody, he has like one of the nurses going, ah, every now and then. But like, keep him fresh.
Actually, my favorite PA to work with, that's exactly what she does.
Just she's like, ah, ah. Wow. Right, they call exactly. Dr. Ah. Hey, nurse.
Oops, I just dropped my scalpel.
Right. That's okay. It'll turn up.
But I'll take apart, you know, something or try to put together a barbecue. I'm like, man, I hope I can do this.
Seriously.
Oh, now there's a couple of water. You ever close someone up and then there's some extra parts you forgot to put back in?
Is a ventricle?
Or anyone say, hey, where's my, you know, my whatever.
Right. Nobody move. I lost a jujube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Junior Mint.
My
junior
clamp. Mint. Anybody see my clamp? I had three.
Right. Let's see. There's one here, one here. Uh-oh.
Right.
I've sent a number of patients to Dr. Dar for surgery and never had anything other than a great outcome. I'm just throwing that out there.
Right. Yeah. Other doctors, don't forget about it.
Right. This is why we're not doctors.
Exactly. Right.
All right. So AJ's going to get his blood pressure checked.
Yes. Now.
And I just read that 1 in 3 adults over age 20 have high blood pressure. So you young guys and girls out there, you think, oh, I don't have to worry about that for another 30 years. Get it checked.
Told those bags of salty pretzels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's worth getting it checked. You can do your adjustments now.
Which is delicious, by the way.
All right, let's find out what AJ's blood pressure is.
Yeah, taking bets here, like over under.
I'm going to say you're going to be a little bit high, but not very high.
A little high.
Just a little bit over.
That's
like
usually Friday night for me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you still take high blood pressure medication, AJ?
I do. I take the double shot, the little white oblong pill and a little pink pill.
Like a double espresso?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
His morning routine.
So let me tell you a couple of things while Dr. Jacoby's checking your blood pressure.
Oh, sure, why not?
Nobody feels their blood pressure.
No.
So this is why if you don't get it checked routinely, you will not find out for years that you had a high blood pressure.
They call it a silent killer, don't they?
It is. That's right. Exactly right.
Say, hey, when they're silent.
So you've got to get it checked. A routine checkup with a good doctor and to know what your blood pressure is.
Is he making a and cross right now?
And the older you are, the higher your blood pressure.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What was it, Dr. Jacoby?
Well, I want to. Do you feel like you have a high blood pressure now?
Do
I'm
I feel
curious.
Like it? Yeah. No.
You think it's good? That's your final answer?
That's my final answer, yes.
It is. You have a good blood pressure.
Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah, 122 over 72, wow, that's which is a good result.
That's good. Awesome.
Yeah. How?
Sounds like you're going to make
when
it.
When you say good, right there, not high, not even a little high.
No, it's good. This is a good result.
Really?
And
good
particularly,
for you.
Thank
you.
Particularly given
despite
what's going on
us.
Right now. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Despite us.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Wow. I
can't congratulations,
say
why
I don't why, but thank you.
I think that thing is broken.
Yeah, I would have bet against that
Pam.
One. Yeah, I went and got my vitals checked 2 weeks ago, and he said I have the vitals of an athlete.
Really?
I'm like, well.
The Senior Olympics?
Yeah. Well, what kind of athlete are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like a professional eater?
Like a bowler, yeah. Maybe?
Was it with the thing with the ice?
Yeah.
If watching sports counts, we're all athletes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What does Mike from West Haven want? Hey, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was wondering, can I get a prescription from one of these guys?
A prescription?
What that's an excellent question.
Would that be cannabis by any chance?
Right.
Well, no, I got hypertension. My blood pressure is 150 over 90, and I can't afford a doctor visit.
Oh.
Wow.
That's
Wow, this is a real, this is actually
that's
a real
high
thing.
Blood pressure. Yeah.
One of us making a cross to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is this Mike?
I'm here.
Yeah,
Mike. Yeah, Mike. So that definitely is too high. So how'd you find out what your blood pressure was? Did you check it at home?
No. Last I went to the doctor, that's what it was when I was off my medication. And I can usually feel it when it's that high.
You can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. I'm glad you're calling in. There's probably a lot of people out there like you have trouble finding out a doctor that they can actually go to.
Well,
so,
I can't afford health insurance right now. So,
oh,
you know,
man,
kind of
now you're really hitting a serious problem.
Do you have, so do you work?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I work, but I'm apparently overqualified for a lot of things, so.
Wow, look at you.
So Mike, the first thing to do is cut the salt in your diet, exercise regularly. That in itself brings down your blood pressure, and then you may not need as much medication.
Well, I was doing that for a while, but it didn't bring it down. Literally, the only thing that brought it down was lisinopril. They had me taking 20 milligrams a day.
Mm. So, lisinopril is a great med, too. And you can get it really cheaply. I believe it's one of the meds that you can get sort of a $4 monthly prescription.
Oh, yeah. It was a great price.
So you just need
like
a script.
And for a 90-day prescription.
Hey, Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yeah, don't move.
I want to let you talk to these guys, but we got a break here. Hmm. All right. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
AJ, good news for you.
Yay!
We're linked up to YNHH.org. Do you know what that stands for?
YNH, Yale New Haven Hospital.org.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another H in there.
Harry.
All right, that's it.
There you go.
It's YNHH.org.
Oh.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Everyone get their blood pressure checked, please.
Do it.
Hey, Chaz, get me back there. I'm ready to come.